right, here we go. For immunity and reward. Survivors ready. Go!
Well, hello everyone and welcome to Survivors Ready. My name is Adam. I am one of your hosts and I am joined this evening by Mr. Big Fatty himself. Hello,
hey!
Fatty.
Hey, I'm no longer on assignment. I heard that I was on assignment.
You're not on assignment. And we are also joined. How was your assignment, by the way?
Well, I'm back from my assignment.
You're back from your assignment. Well, you were in our thoughts and prayers on your assignment.
Thank you. Thoughts and prayers.
We had a discussion earlier before we started recording and about how everyone was calling you and texting you and, you know, checking up on you because you're elderly, you know, and all.
Well, and you know, during the winter months, it's always good to check on the plants and bring in the elderly.
And I know I'm really insensitive. Like the only time I check on you is to say, are you going to be on the show this week?
Right. What do you mean you can't be here next
what
week?
What do you mean? Gosh.
Hi, the Faye Driver's here too.
And we're also joined by the Faye Driver, who was here last week.
I failed my assignment.
What was your assignment?
Big Fatty was on assignment, and I was too.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God! I'm gonna explain everything.
By the way,
here.
Before we get started, Faye Driver had to go get a drink. He had to have alcohol to be able to do this tonight. I'd like to know what you're drinking tonight, Faye.
I'm drinking a gin and tonic.
Really?
No limes. Did you not hear the last episode?
I
made a beverage on live on the air in your honor.
I did hear that.
Two limes and bitters.
And bitters. And that was in honor of Evan not being here. We're bitter that he's not here, right?
Now, Fatty, I want to ask you something.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Tonight we're bitter because Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee is not here.
Yes. So, Fatty, I want to ask you something. Did I talk the appropriate amount last week?
You did not talk as much as when it was just you and poor Evan. So, and before we go any further, I would like to just put it out there that in the immunity challenge where they had to roll the three balls down the snake labyrinth kind of thing, I did indeed notice the bulges.
Finally. I mean, yay. You know, that's your first bulge that you've noticed, like the entire survivor.
It truly was. Hey, look at my big dick coming out of my underwear.
I mean, Survivor had to wave that thing in front of your face for you to notice it. I mean, they just had to wave the dick right under your nose.
It was right under my nose.
What about Alex bulged this time on the Jesus cross there tonight?
I don't remember.
Not only was it a bulge,
I know who Alex is.
Now we can talk about that when we get to that part. Right. But I will say,
let's not jump ahead.
Not only was it a bulge, but it was a side bulge.
Yeah.
So like you saw the full outline of everything sticking out.
And Christian had some good bulges this episode too. So the bulge count this episode is pretty good. But we'll get to that later.
I feel like Christian's bulge is mostly balls. I think he has a really big ball sack.
Thank you.
I didn't see like a dick outline so much as I just saw a big like, you know, sack.
Yeah.
But either way, I mean, it was a bulge. So
it's delightful. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this week, this is a double-ended week as well. Well, actually, last week was.
I thought from the advertising that it was going to be two tribal councils in an hour episode. I did not realize they were going to have a 2-hour episode.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all,
I was a little surprised with that. So.
Before we dig in all the way, Fatty, did you have any thoughts on the two episodes? Any quick thoughts on the two episodes that we covered last week? Because you
no,
didn't get
the
a chance.
Only thing I wanted, the only thing I wanted to mention was that I did notice the bulges, and I did enjoy listening to y'all discuss things as I was driving back from Atlanta.
Oh, good.
So,
well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Well,
I thought you did an excellent job.
Well, thank you. Those were two very good episodes.
Yes.
So
they were good. Yes.
They were very easy to recap because they were interesting.
Yes.
So we start out tonight's episode at the beach, as usual. The David tribe. I need to start saying the David tribe. The David tribe is celebrating, and Carl is just full of himself. He thinks he should go down in Survivor history, et cetera.
Survivor history.
Right. Angelina is mad. She confronted Alec and Allison. But instead of being mad, she's like, she was mad at them. Sorry, I'm getting confused. She was mad at them and confronted them. And then she says to Christian that he really should be leery of Alec and Allison because they only voted for her. So what happened, Alec and Allison voted for Angelina.
Right.
Angelina is telling Christian, hey, they're just doing that to get you on their side, but they're not trustworthy. And so all this
and
goes
Christian
back
and forth. Is buying it not.
He doesn't really, he's smart, so he doesn't really, I mean, people try to lead him astray, but. And then Davey and Nick are up early looking for idols the next day. And Nick finds a clue.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of, and basically the clue is, hey, you're going to have to sneak out tonight after everyone goes to sleep.
I call this the high school idol because you had to sneak out late at night to get it without anyone knowing about it, you know.
And when, because of the camera, I guess, when he got there and found it, it looked like a football stadium light. I mean, it was so bright. Now, I'm sure it was just the camera, but I was like, this is the brightest. How they can't see it three islands down from how bright that light looked. I'm amazed. So anyway, that was kind of the beach. That was all of the beach stuff that I wrote down in my notes. So thoughts, boys.
Big Fatty, do you have any thoughts? I don't.
I don't really have any. I like that they're making the idols finding an idol is a little different than just finding an idol. So I like that part of it, that they've got to, you know, like one year they had to dig under the tribe sign to get it. And, you know, it makes it a little more difficult to, you know, it's a little bit more of a challenge other than just, oh, look, here's a hole in a tree and I've got an idol now. So anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As far as the beginning of the show, like good riddance, Dan, as far as I'm concerned, like everyone's kind of like parting that Dan's gone. Well, maybe a few are, maybe most of them aren't. I don't know. I just felt like Alec is like totally working it. He was like, it's like when I was bartending and I got Gabby and Allison and they're the hottest chicks here and I'm going to work them over. And so he mm-hmm. was like sashaying up to those two girls. And then I don't know if we're going to talk about the letters from family. So everyone was reading their letters at the beginning of this episode and everyone was crying.
Well, that was on the reward challenge.
Yeah, that was on the reward.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, that's right. Oh, okay, after they got the okay, right. All right.
The mind is the first thing that goes, folks.
So the only thing I was going to say about the beach stuff, as far as opinions, this is where we first start seeing Carl being annoying in a.
Carl has been annoying for a while.
Well, yeah, but
he's beginning to embrace his annoyingness.
Well, to feel his oats. He's trying to like, he feels like, oh, I played the idol nullifier and I'm the big shot now. And we'll see later in this episode, he starts trying to dictate who they're going to vote out. But anyway, so there's that. And then Angelina, we see the first crack of her. She's had it with Goliath and she wants to have a new alliance. Or she wants to, you know, kind of side with someone else. So we get to the reward challenge, which the reward was a picnic on the beach. And it was a rope bridge to, and then you had to, they had to cross one at a time. And then once they all get across, anyone from that team can, it's like these long poles that they throw. I don't know, 7 feet, 6 feet. I don't know how long they were. Yes, 8 inches, uncut. But there's this shelf. I don't know what to call it. Like this
prongs
ladder prongs looking thing with, shelf. With yeah. prongs, and they have to throw the staff in such a way so that it lands perfectly 90 horizontal, whatever.
Right.
And and they have like four of them, something like that.
Three.
Okay. And the first team to get all of them wins. This one was a random draw.
Right.
And orange was Mike, Allison, Alec, Gabby, and Christian. Purple was Nick, Kara, Angelina, Carl, and Davey. And, you know, not much. I mean, I don't want to go into it, but the only thing that I'll say about this is Mark noticed this. The purple. Let me see this. Wait, I wrote it down. I thought I wrote it down. One of the tribes wore shoes, and the other tribe did not wear shoes.
I think we should get Mark in here to get Mark on this show so that we can get his perspective on the shoes.
Oh, sorry.
What it's like to live with Adam.
He left to go play Pokemon while I was recording. Actually.
I think we just got his decision on what it's like to live with Adam. I'm leaving.
He chose to do it while I was recording because he loves to be with me, but he doesn't want to be on a podcast.
What, but Pokemon?
Yeah.
What?
He went to Pokemon.
Did I hear that correctly?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a community weekend this weekend. So
I don't know what that means. Anyway.
All right.
So purple, which was Nick, Kara, Angelina, Carl, and Davey, wore shoes. All of them wore shoes, but Mike, Allison, Alec, Gabby, and Christian, which are orange, did not wear shoes. So I think this was a strategic move. Like the teams decided whether or not they were going to wear shoes. This boils down to purple made it across the rope bridge first, and they were the ones wearing shoes. So I think... We just noticed, you know, they must have all decided.
I'm sure Evan has, there's probably a precedent for this. It was probably in, you know, season 5.
Now,
there was also a challenge where one team wore shoes and the other one didn't.
Now, Fatty, if you had to cross a rope bridge, would you wear shoes or not?
I would shit my pants.
What about you, Faye? Shoes, no shoes.
I would take my shoes off and use my toes, like stick that rope between my toes to maintain stability.
Yeah, but you're Canadian.
Yeah, well, that apparently that's what Orange thought, but they were slower than Purple, and they were really having a hard time on the rope bridge.
I mean, but come on, like, who you got? Gabby, you have Mike, you have Christian. I mean, Christian happened to be the fastest, but...
Well, true. It could just be the people. It could be the people. You're right.
Yeah, I think it is.
So anyway, I mean, I'm not going to get into any more detail of that. Orange ended up winning anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Mike, Allison, Alec, Gabby, and Christian.
And Alec was the superstar on the throwing of the rods onto the
sticks,
racks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's good at throwing rods.
He's good at handling rods on a rack.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they won, and their reward is a picnic with some food. I didn't really write down what the food is, so I don't know. It looked like they had some wine.
Yeah, they had wine, and they had wraps, some sort of rapanini wrap things.
Didn't they have fried chicken?
No, that was the boat trip. That was Carl getting drunk on the boat with the fried chicken.
I'm confusing the two. Okay.
And they were, but they all overate their wraps, and they were all sick when they came back.
Yeah,
I thought that was the fried chicken one that they all got sick on.
No, it was all this. Is Allison was sick. Alec was sick. Yeah, Alec was throwing up.
Alec was throwing up. Allison was sick. Yeah. So this is where Alec starts telling Christian and Gabby he had nothing to do with Christian's name getting thrown out a couple episodes ago.
Right.
He says he's over David and Goliath.
Isn't this the bartender thing?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. This is where he says, they do a little aside with him and he says, I'm working them like a bar, you know, like when I'm a bartender. And, Gabby, so then they find letters at the bottom of the picnic basket.
Right.
So that was the family letters.
Like who's, and it sounds, seems to me like they had to be told, hey, look underneath the blanket in the bottom of the picnic basket. So that Alec pulls the thing out. Oh, there's letters here.
Right. That it did not appear natural.
Exactly.
So. Anyway.
And then basically, we didn't even find out who specifically the letters were from. I mean, we know it's family or girlfriends or, you know, boyfriends or whatever, but we didn't find out who exactly.
Well, we knew that Christian's letter was from his dad.
Oh, yeah. So basically, we just get a bunch of shots of each one of them crying as they read a letter. I mean, that was, except I don't think Christian cried. I was trying to see who all cried. I didn't really notice him tearing up.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, you know, he's got daddy issues. I don't know. But thank you for laughing, Faye.
So I was muted. I was laughing hysterically, and I had to burp, so I muted myself, and you just didn't hear it.
Why would you? I'm on the show.
Because I'm professional, Fatty.
I'm on the show. You could always blame it on me, and I wouldn't remember if it was me or not.
So while they were crying, back at the other side of the
back at the ranch.
Yeah. Nick, Kara, and Allison are out fishing on the raft.
Right.
Carl is cooking rice. And then Carl starts crying.
Complaining about it.
So
I don't remember Carl crying.
Yeah, he was crying. Oh, he was crying and saying he's depressed because he's never won a He's never been on a reward.
Oh, okay.
And they don't have any food, and he's dying of hunger, and they're almost out of rice, and he's you know. And then they switch to a scene. Carl asks Kara if she thinks Alec has an idol. And she asks him why, and he says, I want to vote him out.
Right.
So this is where he
King
first,
Carl. This is where King Carl starts to come into focus.
Yeah, to rear his ugly head. So then Kara is really surprised about this because that he actually said that to her. Because she's like, doesn't he know that like I'm close with, you know,
but
with Alec? And
she said that to him about Dan also.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm just saying they had an aside. So, and then Kara immediately, as soon as they get back from crying and reading their letters, she goes up to Alec and says, "Hey, man, Carl just threw out your name." Mm-hmm. So then they're all throwing up.
And, Nick sneaks out.
Yeah, Nick sneaks out.
I mean, a perfect time for him to sneak out, too, because, like, all these people are throwing up, so they're preoccupied with their own, like,
vomit
medical situations.
Well, and it was a little bit later. They had gone to bed, and then Davey is on the lookout, because he's the only one that knows that Nick has this.
Right.
Yeah, why is Nick sharing this information with Davey? I mean, I know they're working together, but, I mean, if you knew of a secret, and, like, why wouldn't you just keep it to yourself? Why does he need to have Davey protect him?
Well, I believe they were together when
they were
hunting together.
They were out hunting together. I don't know that he was right there when he found it though.
Yeah, but they are pretty good partners, right? They're working together. So I can see why, but I mean, Nick is going to have to separate himself eventually from some of these people, right?
I mean, they've never named their alliance like Nick and Christian did, or whoever that was, but
Mason Dixon.
Yeah, Mason Dixon, but they have, and that seems to have dried up a little bit now, but Davey and Nick seem to be working together at the moment.
I hate it when my Mason Dixon dries up.
Just
a minute,
just back the truck up here. What is with this reference to the Mason Dixon line, you Southerners? This is something significant in your historical.
Well, wasn't it kind of the dividing line between the North and the South during the Civil War?
I mean, that's my guess, but I don't know for sure.
Well, let's see what
the Canadian goggle has to say about this.
Oh, goodness.
Let's see. Britannica.com. You can't get more British than that. One more.
Right.
Mason and Dixon Line, also called the Mason-Dixon Line, originally the boundary between Maryland and Pennsylvania in the United States. In the pre-Civil War period, it was regarded, together with the Ohio River, as the dividing line between slave states south of it and free soil states north of it.
Okay. Well, so
there you go.
That was basically the North and the South. So.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
All right.
Well, there you have it.
So, slave lovers and slave haters joined together on Survivor.
Can you put in the More You Know music here, Adam?
No.
When you
no, that's too much work. I'd have to go back and find this section, and no.
I know.
So
if Alex Lefebvre was here, he could have just plunked.
He could have played it.
I know. He could have. He probably has his piano right behind him when we're recording. And,
yeah.
Well, he does right there in his bedroom. But he'll never hear this because he's not watching Survivor. So.
And so Davey was on the lookout, and that's where. So everybody was asleep.
But who woke up and vomited?
Allison.
Okay.
Well,
Dr. Allison.
She looks she looks like she's doing yoga. And somebody even asked her, I think, Davey, are you doing yoga? And she's like, no. I'm sick.
No, it was Gabby. It was Gabby. Oh, this was. Said, what's she doing? Is she doing yoga?
Oh, yeah. That was puking. Earlier. Sorry. That was when they first got back and it was still daylight. And okay. Allison goes over and does like downward dog. But she's like throwing up. And then Gabby says, is she doing yoga?
When you do the downward dog, you oftentimes throw up.
Woof your cookies.
Right.
All right. So then we have the immunity challenge.
Yep. Did you write down what that is?
Yep. So they have to stand up on this perch. They have their feet on a tiny little ledge. They have to hold on two sides above their head, above and behind their head. They have to hold on to a pole. Another reference to the rack here. And it's like they're just standing up straight up and holding themselves up. I called it the Jesus perch because it looked like a
crucifixion.
Exactly. And there's 10 people altogether, but three of them opt out because they've got the nachos.
It's the world. It's a boat of nachos.
Exactly. And beer.
And I want to tell you something about those. So Mark turned to me and he said, oh yeah. He's like, after you haven't eaten for 20 days, that looks like diarrhea on a plate.
Well, it's going to come out. It's going to look exactly the same coming out as it looked going in.
And I said, it doesn't matter if I've eaten in 20 days or I just ate an hour ago. For me, that's diarrhea on a plate either way.
Right.
All those jalapenos and that fake cheese.
It was literally a canoe of nachos.
Yes.
It was.
And they had all the time in the world to eat it. They didn't.
They finished everything long before the challenge was over.
Right.
It was Angelina, Carl, and Nick. I don't remember if you said that. So they're the ones that opted out.
You're correct. I did not say it.
Well, Carl opted out because he's the king.
Yeah, he felt secure.
Yeah.
He's useless, that guy. He can't do anything anyway, so he might as well opt out.
Right.
And this is where the bulge occurred. So Alec is standing up there, and they just kind of stayed on that side shot for quite a while.
Yeah.
And he was on the end. So you got full side, you know, bulge.
Mm-hmm.
You got the horizon, so to speak.
Yeah. He must have just adjusted himself too before getting up on that rack because it was all right out there up front.
Yeah, it's like when, you know, because mine usually hangs to one side or the other, but it's like
now he, listen to him just
it's
bragging.
Like he not hang, I mean, not, you know, not down to my feet or anything, but it's like he put it right on the top of the ball, so it like really was. You know, like underwear models will do a little bit, you know, to kind of.
There was
making
no
all
duct
these
tape
hand motions
being involved here. Okay, all right.
So they did that, and then Angelina.
They all start
Carl,
falling out.
Yeah, they do. Angelina and Carl are saying they think Alec hates to be uncomfortable and won't win. So they're chitting chatting to each other while they're eating their nachos, and they're like, "Oh, Alec's never gonna win." And you know, Angelina is being all buddy buddy with Carl and Nick because she's wanting to swap alliances.
Well, she's gonna have diarrhea with the two of them later.
Exactly. So yeah, Mike drops first, then Davey lets go, then Kara steps off.
Mm-hmm. And Kara, who was so zen, she looked so good all the way up until the very instant before she stepped off the porch.
Right.
Well, and you know, Angelina and Carl were both really surprised because I think they thought Kara was with them. And because they were like, oh, Kara will beat Alec. We don't have to work. Because they wanted to vote out Alec, right?
Right.
Right.
Because Angelina got on the Carl ship.
Well, no, they wanted to vote out Alec because Carl said so.
Yeah. And so they were hoping Kara was with them because she had been standing around when they had all said that. She drops off. After 2 hours, Gabby starts crying.
What a surprise.
And then Gabby.
Oh, yeah. And she was contorted on that thing, too. Oh, she looked like she was popping a baby out.
She looked like, who was the scientist that was in the wheelchair that just recently died?
Stephen Hawking.
That's the one. She was.
I thought.
When I say you're laughing, but you know I'm right.
She reminded me in those like exorcism type movies where the girl head. That like puts her arms behind her and like walks on her hands and feet backwards or something. You know, that weird spidery looking.
Like Stephen Hawking.
That's what it reminded me of.
Anyway,
she steps off. And just
by the way, Evan, if you're listening, have there been any other references to Stephen Hawking in previous seasons of Survivor? Anyway, go ahead.
So then they get to 3 hours.
I just want to say, though, can I just, in Gabby's defense, as much as I hate her,
oh,
she was up
Lord,
there for two and a half, 2 hours and 30 minutes. She stood up there contorting her body before she finally gave out.
She's a beanpole.
All right, I'm just saying she stood up there.
Yeah, okay, she was up there. I admit she beat a lot of the others. Okay,
and those ones where you have your hands up for a long amount of time, they always seem to me like they're easy. But I've never actually tried to hold my hands up or hold on to something for like 2 hours.
And they couldn't let go. They couldn't let go of any of their hands or any of their feet. So you couldn't like shake a hand out and get a get a refresh and keep going.
Yes, that is the one thing that was especially hard about this one.
Yeah.
So
and then the worst thing ever that started to happen was that Christian starts going on.
No, this was magnificent.
Unbelievable.
This was my favorite thing. Hey, Jeff, would it be okay if I told a story? A story.
And he talked for 2 hours or something.
It was Charlie.
That's the way they edit it.
So it was all you can do is you know, Alec is just there like, shut the fuck up.
It really makes you thankful that some people end their shows after 20 minutes, right?
How dare you?
So Christian starts talking, and the way they edited it, it's as if he talked for 3 hours because it was down to him and Alec.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he did.
I mean, we don't know, but I mean, he was so it was down to him and Alec. We get to like 5.5 hours or more. They're still both standing there. Alec is like, even
Probst is rolling his eyes during all of this. He's like, oh my God.
So Alec, he basically gets to the point where his eyes are starting to roll around like he's about to pass out. And he even says a couple of times under his breath, I don't feel good. I think I'm going to pass out. So then he... he's like, Christian, I'm not safe, man. You're safe. Basically asking him to let him win.
Right.
And Christian starts crying, because everybody cries on this show, apparently.
Well, right.
Christian starts crying and says he's sorry, but this is his only chance he'll ever have to win something like this. And he just can't give up. So then Alec
I didn't see the crying. Yeah, I missed that part.
He did. And so then Alec just steps off. And Christian wins.
And it's one of his goals in life to win the immunity necklace.
Right.
So
three things in life that are the most important.
Right. So,
okay.
All right.
Don't we all go back?
Adam's going to the next page of his notes now.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Well, no, okay. Don't they get voted off?
We're not hearing you, Adam.
I'm not talking. I'm just making sure that I let you guys talk. I don't want to talk the whole time.
Okay, go ahead.
So we go to the
Go ahead, Christian. What were your thoughts?
Christian?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Faye?
No, go ahead.
I'm going to talk.
It was a joke. You talk all the time, so I called you Christian.
Oh, I get it. All right. Well, this is Faye, and I'm interjecting. The Alec loses the immunity. Christian gets it, whatever. The thing is about winning the immunity is there's not a lot of fanfare or anything, is there? You just get, I don't get voted out this week, which is totally awesome if you're there. But then, I mean, shouldn't you get a beer or something, or other than, couldn't you get something other than a necklace?
Lick that canoe of nacho.
A teaspoon of salsa. Anyway, so they're done. They go back to camp. And Gabby starts wigging out about, she's the emotional roller coaster of Gabby, whatever.
She's not wrong, though, because she actually refers to him as the Godfather, because seriously, he is laying in I don't remember which hour this was, but at one point, maybe that was not at this hour, but I think it's the second hour, but at one point, he's laying in a hammock. And people are
still on the first hour. Okay.
Yeah, people are gathered around him and he's telling them who they're going to be voting out. Anyway, that was the second hour. Apologies.
Yeah, that's the second hour. Okay. So Gabby's going, what are we going to do? He's the Godfather. We got to get him out. And she's crying to everybody and whatever. And her and Allison have a little tete-a-tete or whatever. It's basically Carl.
Dr. Allison.
Yes. Carl versus Alec and Alec versus Carl. Carl's saying, get out, Alec. And Alec is saying, get out, Carl. And so, whatever, they all bobble around.
Doesn't Alec get emotional also when he's in his little private thing? And
I don't know. I don't care. I don't watch those.
He had a Gabby moment also.
Okay. So, does anyone have anything else before we go to the votes?
Well, let's go to the tribal.
All right. They all gather around. Adam, you better take it from here because you like to talk about all the talking that goes on at the tribal council.
I don't have to. Quickly, there's some nacho talk. Kara is making a big deal out of the fact that Carl ate nachos. And Angelina.
All right.
Yeah. And Angelina. Right.
Oh, he felt safe, so he had nachos.
Yeah. And Angelina basically comes out and says that she flipped to David because of what happened with Dan. And Alec says that they should keep him around because he's a good target. And anyone that wants to go far in the game should keep him to be a target instead of them. And Jeff actually, he tells Carl and that those nachos could end up being a $1 million plate of nachos because they chose to, you know, they chose to eat. And anyway, and then nothing else. Christian says he's making his move for the Bennett. Oh, sorry. That was during the voting. So then we go to the voting.
We didn't get to talk about Christian's big bulge in the on the Jesus perch.
Oh, that's true. He did have a.
We kind of touched on it, but nobody touched
you touch,
it. But
you touch Christian's big bulge?
I would have liked to.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So we go to the votes, and Carl gets a vote, and Alec gets a vote, and another vote, and another, and another, and another, until finally Alec gets the 6 votes, and he's voted out. And we didn't see in this particular episode who voted for whom, but definitely Alex got 6 of the 10 votes, right? Or 9 votes, I suppose.
So I don't know how Mark knew this, but he told me that Alec was got all the votes except his own.
In the second hour, at some point in the second hour, Jeff said it was a unanimous vote.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was unanimous for Alec, even Allison, who, you know, was kind of buddy-buddy with Alec, and even Gabby and Christian and everyone who'd been talking about flipping the vote to Carl, they all went with Alec. I mean, they all voted Alec out, so.
So.
And I was surprised. I was surprised about Christian especially. Because there was an aside with Christian right before Tribal where he says to the camera, Alec is another target, and I'm afraid that if he goes, I'm going to be the only target left.
Right.
So I was almost sure that they were going to do the plan, and Gabby and Christian at least were going to vote Carl, and they didn't. So I don't know. I don't know why it was unanimous. I'm not sure.
But it was, because Jeff did announce that, because I noticed that also, Faye, that they didn't show the voting.
Right.
So now we're to hour 2.
Woohoo! So we're back on the beach.
We are.
And Alex has gone home. And
I'm going to miss his bulge.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
go ahead.
David's have the power now, apparently, right?
Right.
And Allison whines to Christian that she's up next. She's going to, I'm the next most powerful person.
And Dr. King Allison Carl says. Is in his throne.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't know what much happened there.
No, nothing. Except, nothing else happens there. That's all I wrote.
I think that starts right away with the next reward challenge, right? Which is the cruise, the booze cruise, and the fried chicken.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They had some alcohol on these 2 hours.
Yeah. Did you see that bin? They had a bucket bin of beers that they pulled off that boat when they got to the island or something.
I know it.
They were like, we need some more drama up in here. But we're giving them alcohol.
Now, when they got to the reward challenge, they did a schoolyard pick again, or was it?
No, it was. It was a team.
It was random.
It was not random. There were team captains. Kara was a captain.
Right.
Okay.
And Angelina was a captain.
Okay. And they did not pick Christian.
Correct.
And he had to go sit over on a bench. And I was just going, oh, my God, is there going to be a clue over there on that? Because they were out in the water.
Yeah.
And, you know, the last time that girl and Evan will remember who it is, the girl that
the cowboy
sitting on the cowgirl. No. This is from a different season. The black girl that was sitting on the bench, and there was an advantage or a clue or something right there at her feet. And I thought that was going to repeat itself, but I never saw Christian looking around the bench.
Right.
So,
well, interesting that you say that, because I'll bring up Mark again. He says to me, this was at the end of the challenge, right as they're getting on the boat, they have a shot of Christian, and he's actually got his hand under the seat of the bench,
Oh, like he does. He's
looking, yeah. It's okay. Just a really quick shot of him.
I didn't see
right
that.
Before they get on the boat. And Mark's like, oh, that's just like that girl. He knew her name, but I can't remember what her name was either. That missed
Michaela it. Or
Michaela.
Something.
I think that was it. Michaela. Anyway, so he was looking. So yeah, so they
all of a sudden we've become Evan Jr.
Who was that? No, we remembered one name, Fatty. I don't think that makes us Evan Jr. So the food.
Poor Evan.
I'm always interested in the food. The food for the reward was fried chicken, I believe, corn on the cob, coleslaw.
There was
biscuits. Uh-huh. My personal favorite. I would have eaten whole plate of biscuits.
No wonder they were throwing up, for Christ's sake.
And then
and beer.
Buckets of beer. Yeah, like a whole ice chest full of beer.
And Carl was drunk before they ever got to the food. And then he says, I'm going to eat the whole platter of fried chicken or something like that. And I'm like, oh, my God.
So we'll just say not much happened in the actual challenge, but they the team that won was the team with Kara as the captain, which was Kara, Carl, Davey, and Mike.
And just quickly, it was you had to run, you had to swim through the water, climb up a ramp, dive into the water.
Yeah.
Get some
then
buoys.
You had to pull these buoys out of a cage,
right?
And then you had to get them all to a platform, and then you had to dunk them
into
basketball nets or whatever.
Exactly. And, five nets.
And Davey was so proud of himself because he had done something athletic, and all in his life he had never done anything athletic, and his dad would be so proud of him and all this.
He even said, he said, he was telling them, oh, now they won't be able to take away my black card.
That's it.
Because black people are supposed to be athletic.
So
okie dokie. Well, I guess he didn't play much basketball, but he came.
Well, anyway, Carl is drunk on the boat before they ever got to the fried chicken, and he eventually falls over backwards and is still drinking beer and laying on the ground.
Not only is he drunk on the boat, but he's practically sitting in Kara's lap, still telling her that they're voting out Allison. He has dictated that they're going to vote out Allison this week.
Okay.
I could see how you might think, like if Kara's cozying up to these people, like Kara seems to think that everybody knows that she's not on their team. But I mean, if you're cozying up to the opposite team and making them think that you're on their side, then why would you be surprised when they come to you and say, okay, here's our plan. The five of us are going to vote out so-and-so, right?
I think this is the only way they can get Kara on the screen to be on TV at all. She's just there's nothing there. Mm.
And for those of you who are not watching the video podcast, since we don't do one, Fatty was kind of putting his hand in front of his eyes like the dead eyes thing.
Right. But you know, the dead eyes thing, you know.
Hello. Is anybody there?
Are you there? Hello.
And Kara thinks
it's like what Faye is thinking right now. They're like, oh God, let's hurry up and finish this shit.
So Kara, once again, she's thinking that Carl's being way too confident and throwing names out like that. And then we go back at the ranch. Gabby and Christian. So while they're getting drunk and eating fried chicken, Gabby and Christian start talking that they need to remove the Godfather.
I'm a little concerned about Jeff Probst and what his idea of healthy food is for these people who've been starved for 29 days up to here. And he gives them nachos, beer, fried chicken, and corn on the cob.
Well, I mean, you know, they probably are not, you know, you don't want to.
Well, you know,
okay, here's a tofu
corn
burger.
Is Mother Nature's GPS system. So.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry, Adam. What did you say?
No, I was just saying, you know, he doesn't want to give up. I mean, you want, first of all, they probably are kind of craving comfort.
Well, right. They're going after things that are going to make you go, pizza. Oh, my God. Brownies and ice cream.
You know what I mean? Like, we're giving you, oh, guys, your reward is a tofurkey burger and some Brussels sprouts. You know, I mean, it's not, you know. Some cauliflower fries, you know, or whatever. That just, first of all, for TV, that doesn't do anything for the viewers, but for them, they're probably not craving, you know.
Right. And how are you gonna have a nice salad? How are you going to keep your sponsor KFC happy if you're not dropping buckets of it on the island everywhere?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good thing they didn't have like a romaine lettuce Caesar salad because you know there was a recall during that.
Here's another Mark fact. I should have some kind of little.
Oh my God! We need a dinger. Yeah.
The Bully. Last week we asked what the brand, the Bully Burger, why it was called Bully. Uh-huh. So Mark told me today he doesn't know why they were called a Bully Burger, but he said Bully in Fiji is their word for hello, like aloha in Hawaii, and so Bully Burger. It's like. It would be like in Hawaii calling it an aloha burger or something. It's just, mm-hmm. It's their word for hello.
Oh, that's nice.
So.
Oh,
hello burger.
Yeah. We don't know if it's a brand, but that's what that word means.
Okay.
So there, Gabby is like, we got to get rid of him. Christian's agreeing. Gabby talks to Allison. Allison's on board, of course, because her name's the one that's being thrown
Dr.
around.
Dr. Allison.
Oh, sorry. Dr. Allison.
Which she mentioned again, she was a doctor, I have to say. She was talking to someone about, oh, it's your body. You just Alec failed on the whatever the Jesus Christ perch.
You know,
and Dr. Allison says, oh, it's your body giving you out. As a surgeon, I know.
I kind of feel for Allison in this situation because I said I was the co-founder one time, and Fatty cannot give it a rest. Calling me the co. She said she's a doctor once or twice, and now it's Allison. You know,
she says it all the time. She doesn't let you forget. Who just said in this episode, "I'm from Yale. I know from Yale." Was it Angeline?
Angelina
going on about the rice?
Oh, wait a minute. That's what we didn't talk about. Oh, have we not gotten?
We haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, okay.
That's coming up.
All right.
So anyway, they have talk about voting out Carl. So now we know part of the group wants to vote out Carl, and Carl is dictating to the rest of the group that they're voting out Allison. Mike is approached by Christian, and then we have a whole aside with Mike going, oh, I don't know. I could go with the Carl group, and even though he's annoying.
I'm the decider.
Yeah, I'm the decider. I'm in the middle here. So I'm going to decide tonight. And he's like, but I don't know what I'm going to choose. And so, you know, he's the one.
Interesting you should use the word decider on the weekend of the decider's father's death. George H.W. G.R. Bush died.
He was the decider?
No, George Bush, little Bush, said, I'm the decider. I'm going to decide whether we send in the troops.
Oh,
and George Sr. died. I'm sorry. It's a bit of a bunny trail.
It's fine. Okay. What I thought about that is,
do you think the romaine lettuce was involved in that?
No, the fact that he was 94.
Oh, well, you know, lettuce, you know, leafy green vegetables can affect the digestive tract. Maybe it was the fried, maybe he had fried chicken.
He must have.
Maybe.
Or a canoe full of nacho.
maybe he had a bucket of beer.
Could have been a bucket of beer. So
then we get to the scene with Angelina that you guys were talking about. So she's counting out she's looking at the rice. Because they're back at the camp. They're not getting a reward. So it seems like anytime a reward is happening with food, the ones back on the beach that aren't getting the reward decide that's the time to cook rice.
Right.
Because, you know, they're hungry too.
We're eating everybody's portion of rice.
So she's like got a little shell. I guess that's what they're using as their measuring cup. And she's counting out the portions of rice. And she comes to this realization that they don't have enough rice left to make it to the end.
Yes. Remember, she's a Yale scholar, so she knows about this rice.
And isn't Carl saying, let's make a bucket of rice or a whole pot of rice or something like that?
Later he did.
Carl wasn't there.
He wasn't there at this point. But anyway, she says She says she pulls around the rest of the folks and she says, hey, I took a negotiation class and I went to like the advanced negotiation class at Harvard.
All I'm thinking is she's saying all this is, oh, my God, Natalie has come back.
Yeah, true. And she says we should negotiate with Jeff when we go for our immunity challenge to get more rice.
Like this is I would vote her off because of all of these things. Like
right.
Anyway, carry on.
Well, anyway, so no, she's like,
wait a minute. Before you go any further, Adam, we're on the Google Hangouts, and as Adam was talking, Faye was holding his glass in the air, and I didn't know if he was having a stroke. Or if the Google Hangouts had frozen up or what, but it was just kind of like, oh, what is he having some sort of spell?
I'm holding my glass up in exasperation at the fact that would be like, this is I'm incredulous.
Good thing that glass is just about empty, or you'd be sloshing it all over the floor.
Right.
She tells them, the losers that are left, you know, Christian and Gabby and everybody else, she's like, we need to tell Jeff, we will give up our cooking pots except for like one.
She goes through this litany of items. We're going to give up all this shit, all this really good stuff.
For a cup of rice.
The nice chairs, the fishing equipment, all this stuff.
I mean, it's everything. Need.
Yeah, what a dumb negotiator she is.
And that was her low ball.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you have any notes for the – so we went to the immunity challenge right after this. So
I don't know.
Have,
I'm not done with this negotiation situation. Like, come on.
Yes.
What a stupid thing to do. Why would you even do you think that they're actually – that the production company is actually going to let you starve and run out of rice? I mean, I'm sure they would have been supplied with more rice unless they know something we don't know about how much food they get. But
well, Evan would know better than I.
Well, of course he
would. But I will say –
it has happened before.
Yeah, I have seen people negotiate with Jeff before.
Yes.
So. Okay.
All right, so it's not unprecedented.
It is not unprecedented. However, her giving away everything the lowball was anything but a good negotiation.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I thought, that's a lowball? I mean, what do you have left?
Exactly.
So he comes back with something.
She's listing all this shit off, and they got shots of other people in the group going, what the fuck? What? Huh? What? But everybody in the group thinks she's lost her fucking mind, too.
Right.
Mike said, so they had an aside of Mike, and he said, oh, it's really annoying me that Angelina's doing this. He does say, though, however, I think she is right. We do need to negotiate for some more rice because we're almost out. So he did agree that they did need to negotiate.
And lo and behold, then Jeff says, okay, you know, I don't care about your fishing rod and your seat. But if someone wants to step out tonight and not win immunity, then I'll give you more rice. And guess who steps up? The person who came up with the idea to all along.
The great Angelina. Negotiator.
Yeah, the negotiator.
Well, another thing that surprised me was Jeff actually, I don't know if it was sarcasm. I couldn't tell. But he called it a low ball. A low ball. And I'm like, what? Are you being sarcastic, Jeff? Because that's like everything they've got. Like, what else are they going to give? Their firstborn child? Like, well, I mean, what are they going to give?
We'll give you Christian's bulge.
Yeah. I mean, what else is there? And so, and what they didn't say is, so he said, if someone will agree not to be able to participate in the immunity challenge, I'll give you portioned rice. So it won't be an abundance of rice, but I'll give you portioned rice. And what I don't know is, did he take all the stuff plus she had to sit out, or I think he just
did it with her sitting out. At least that was my impression.
Yeah. They didn't say, so I don't know, but I will say, now I know everyone was annoyed, but I think that after she's the one that came up with the idea to negotiate, maybe her offer was crazy batshit crazy. But she did come up with the idea to negotiate. They were running out of rice, and she did agree to step out of the immunity challenge. That was a risk to get more rice for the team, for the tribe. So I think, I do think they're going to look at that as a good thing.
Jury management.
I mean, I think, I think that is something that they may keep her around a little bit longer, because
I think that's something that can be quickly forgotten.
Right.
I don't like her, but I thought it was a likable thing to do.
I think that they are going to view that as, oh, that's her trying to to buy a vote.
Yeah. Self-conservation.
Right.
So we're at the immunity challenge when the negotiation happens. So, Faye, what is the challenge?
Okay, the immunity challenge. The balance beam, you have to run across first of all, you have to twist around and undo a cork or something to release, you're spinning around in circles to release a series of letters, like children's blocks of word letters on them. And then you run across a balance beam, and throughout this whole thing, you have to pick up these series of blocks, word blocks, letter blocks. And then ultimately you have to spell out a word. It's a puzzle. You have to spell out a word that has some significant meaning, and then you win the immunity. So we have what everybody's playing. There's now 9 people playing.
Yeah, right? Angelina has opted out, and so she's sitting on the side.
Right. She's the rice queen.
Right.
No, that's me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so they all go for it. It seems quite difficult because they have that spinning around in place to start off, and you could see several of the contestants just kind of standing in a hardly standing up in a daze.
Right.
But in fact, I was surprised that Carl did quite well. He seemed to come out of the dizziness portion quite quickly and got across his balance beam, and it was a tight race as they were starting to make their words. Carl looked like he was gonna get it, and he was putting in the word pro what was it,
the word that he tried was perceptions.
Yeah, good word. But
and there were extra letters also. That was the hard part of all this.
Yes, two extra letters in the 11 or 13 letter word. It was a long word.
Like I think it was 11 letters.
Yeah. In any case, the word that we were looking for was perspective, which Jeff had indicated he said that word earlier in either the episode or the 2-hour episode. I can't remember when he said it. And it was very, very tight. It was Dr. Allison was so close to getting it. But in fact, it was won by whom? Davey? Davey beat
it was
her
Davey.
Out.
And yeah. Was it just me? And I know this is allowed, but wasn't Davey just blatantly copying off of Allison, and he was just faster putting the blocks in? That's the way it looked.
Well, I think when Carl got the word wrong, that was a real clue to everybody else.
Right. That, everybody kind of figured out that it was something like that.
Right. And I tend to agree with Adam. I think that probably Dr. Allison knew it right away, and she was working it hard, and the other people were following her.
You know, you would think as a skilled surgeon, her hands would have worked better putting those blocks in. But anyway,
I've got a word of advice for Evan when he goes on Survivor, because I know none of us are ever going to go on Survivor.
Right.
So, Evan, when you go on Survivor and you're spelling out a word, if you know the word, go backwards when you're filling it in. So people don't get the word from it. So if you go from the top, as soon as they see like the beginning of the word, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, it's, you know, whatever. And they're going to be faster than you and whatever. But if you go from the bottom or from the end of the word, it's going to be harder for them to know what the word is until you get almost done.
Right. Well, now, I don't know, but would Evan be going for the bottom?
I don't know.
So
we're not that probably, close. Anyway, I don't
I'm
know.
Pretty sure he would be. Well,
okay.
Yeah. All right.
So yeah. So then Davey wins, and then we go back to the beach, and not really anything happens all that much at the beach. Carl informs everyone that Allison is still the plan.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, he is the king.
He is, yeah. And he's telling this to Angelina at one point. And this is where he says, "Oh, and why don't you go ahead and make a big pot of rice tonight we can celebrate."
That's a celebration, yeah.
Yeah. And then we just have Mike going back and forth telling both sides
he's
with them.
Very annoying in this episode.
And he makes a big deal of, "Oh, I'm an actor, so I can make both sides think that I'm with them, but I won't decide until tonight."
And where was it that they started talking about the beards?
Yeah, what?
Beards? What about beards?
Didn't they talk about how their beards?
Oh, that was Mike.
Oh, that was Mike,
Mike,
yeah.
Mike was trying to avoid having a committal conversation with Christian, I believe. And he said, "Oh, the sand in my beard, it's just sand all the time. I got to go clean my beard." And so Mike fucked off down the beach so that he didn't have to, commit to saying, "I'm going to vote for whatever the way Christian wants to vote for."
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, that was unusual.
And that was just one of those, what the fuck? Anyway.
And in Christian's favor here, there is an aside with Christian right after the whole Mike thing where Christian says, "You know, Mike's an actor, so he may be just telling us he's going to side with us."
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I thought, oh, that was very astute of you to get that, because we literally just had a moment with Mike where he was saying that exact thing. So.
Yeah.
And that was it. Then we go to the vote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the vote.
Well, two people seem to be in. So before the vote, there was a little bit of dissension, some talk between some parties that it's time to vote out Carl. People were getting pissed off with Carl, saying, "We're all going to vote like this." And so, you know, there's a lot of Carl talk. Let's vote for Carl talk in the air. So up we go to Immunity or the Tribal Council, and it's looking pretty clear like Allison's going to get voted out.
Right.
So they do a little chitty chat about that, and Allison kind of tries to defend herself weakly. I don't know
Dr.
what she says.
Allison.
Yeah. And then the vote comes, and so what do we got? We have 9 people to vote who are eligible to vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes, 9 people.
6, 7, 8, 9. And it's a close one because the votes for Allison come in, but then the votes for Carl start coming in, and we get 1 vote, 2 vote, 3 votes for Carl, 3 votes for Allison. Bingy, bangy, boom. Before you know it, Carl gets 5 votes and he's out.
See ya.
Yeah, and so actually, annoyingly enough, it did come down to Mike, because we knew Gabby and Christian and Allison and Kara were going to vote for Carl, because they're all kind of working together. Okay. We weren't sure about Mike, so in my mind, it did kind of boil down to who Mike decided to go with.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl, Angelina, Davey, and... who else voted for Allison?
Nick. Angelina, yeah. Nick. So can I say...
I find it odd that Nick is not voting with Christian.
Right.
So, the only thing I can think is that he all of a sudden has gotten closer with Carl and Davey, and he wants to stay with David. He's still on the stay with David kick.
Okay. Right. All right.
Now, I do have a question about this last vote where, you know, you got 4 people for Allison, 4 people for Carl, and then we have Mike, the actor / director / whatever, producer, who's kind of been walking the center line, walking the fence between these two people. And he's just kind of been trying to lay low and pretending to be the friends of these two separate groups, right?
Right.
And I think, wouldn't it be smarter on his part to be now at this point in the game saying, well, I'll vote, you know, team A, I'll vote for whoever you want voted out, but what are you going to do for me? And doing the same, team B, I'll vote for whoever you want to, what are you going to do for me? And start that securing.
That kind of backfires on you sometimes.
Yeah, also, people can say anything.
Right.
So, I mean, they're gonna say anything. So you go up to them and you say, I want you to keep me safe for the next 2 weeks if I've, or you know what, that's a typical thing that someone will say.
Right.
Then sure enough, the next week they vote him out and they're like, yeah, I know I made that deal with you, but sorry. You know, I mean, it never, people just say whatever. Those deals never work.
Right.
Okay. Well, I think if it was me, if I was Mike, I think I'd be starting to negotiate and pull some favors to get, you know, to work, especially when you're when there's an uneven vote, when there's an odd number of voters,
yeah.
Someone has to be the changing tide.
I was surprised actually, because every time Mike has been like this swing kind of vote, he sided with Goliath, or he sided with voting out a David.
Voted out of David this time.
No, I mean, he usually votes out of Goliath, votes out of David. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind. I'm not surprised about that. He went with, it just happened that the, never mind. The people that,
y'all, it's so sad to watch the young ones just go downhill like that.
But I feel about the whole making a deal thing the way I feel about on Big Brother, when they're all standing on that wall that's slowly lowering itself, and they're like, I promise I'll keep you safe if you just jump, you know? And no, I would never make that deal. They're going to say whatever, and then you jump, and then the next week you're voted out. I mean, they're like, I tried to save you, you know?
Well, I just couldn't.
So
the whole house wanted you out. There was nothing I could do.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
Now, we got 3 weeks left.
Thank God.
Right?
The last episode is, I was told by Chris, the last episode is the 19th.
Now, Faye, are you regretting your decision to watch this season?
No, not at all, actually.
It's really a pretty good season.
It's pretty good. This last episode, this two-hour episode of last Wednesday was a little... Yeah, it wasn't as exciting as previous episodes.
You were super excited last week.
I was jacked up about last week.
There was lots of bulges.
Well, there was. And there was a lot of action, too. Lots of gameplay and lots of really good twists. So it was very interesting last week.
Now, speaking of bulges, we haven't... Has Nick had a bulge?
No.
No.
He's always wearing those dumb board shorts. And
okay.
Nope.
All right. All right, now, Adam.
Fatty, yes.
If it's on the website, I can't find where
it's
our
not,
teams are.
But I've got it. Well,
okay, so I'm driving back, and I'm going, I don't remember who's on my fucking team.
Well, I'll tell you. Would you like to know?
I'd love to know who's on my team.
All right, I'm going to pull
it
up.
Or who's left.
I'm going
to
pull
now
it
this,
up right.
Wait a minute. Now, we have to, if we're going to do a replacement, it has to be before this week's episode.
No, it has to be... What we decided on is it has to be after the episode that we record after this coming episode. So we have today and next Sunday to make a switch.
Okay.
So your team is Nick, John, Allison, and Mike.
Oh,
my team good. Is.
I
Christian.
Would not have remembered any of those.
My team is Christian, Alec, Dan, and Gabby.
Okay,
and Chris
so I
from
still
Tennessee.
Have three players.
Yep,
and
I
have
do too.
Two.
No, I have two. Chris has Christian, Mike, Allison, and Nick.
Who has that?
Chris.
Oh, Chris.
And because he didn't have the same rule, you and I had to pick different people.
Right.
But
right.
he didn't have that who same did, rule.
Say who he had again.
Christian, Mike, Allison, and Nick.
Oh, he still got four.
Yeah, he was with you with everyone except John. He didn't put John on his team. And he put Christian, which is from my team.
Okay.
So our points, just to remind everyone, the point system was, my computer's going slow. Finding an idol is 5 points. Finding an advantage is 5 points. Using an idol successfully is 5 points. Winning a fire challenge is 15. Winning immunity is 20. Final six is 10. Final three is 20. And winning the game is 40.
Okay.
And I am in the lead right now.
Of course you are.
Because I'm...
With your two players. Two people.
Yeah, well, the reason is...
We don't care.
So I'm at 50 points. Fatty, you're at 10 points. And Chris is at 30 points.
I want the ombudsman to come in and audit this game, please, for these points.
I can share the spreadsheet with you guys because it's okay.
I'll
put it on the website. I'll put it on the website.
I don't want to be the ombudsman. I just want someone else to do it.
Right.
I promise you that I'm honest because I never want to win unfairly because it's not fun to win unfairly.
Oh, right. That's so...
I like to win for real. And I'm probably not going to win because I've only got two left. So early, I'm in the lead early, but that doesn't mean that...
What is a fire challenge?
When they have to make fire.
Oh.
If there's a tie vote or something like that, that can't be... that they can't break the tie, they have to make fire.
Okay.
The first to make fire wins.
So. Thank you.
Yep. So did you want to do a swap this episode, Fatty,
no,
or do you
want
to wait until next week?
Thrown out. I'll wait and see who gets thrown out if I don't have to.
Okay. If you and I both decide to do it next week, which I guess we are, we'll do another coin toss.
Okay.
So we make sure.
I'll let you call it. I'll let you.
Oh, thank you. I'll lose anyway. I always lose anything that relies on luck. I lose. So
in other words, you're saying if it weren't for bad luck, you'd have no luck at all.
Exactly. That is exactly what I'm saying. So anyway, I'm in the league currently, but I've only got two team members left. So it's very likely that Chris will overtake me. Maybe even next week.
Ew.
You know, thinking about it, since I have the lowest team count right now, it might make sense for me to go ahead and do my replacement tonight. What? Because
who's left?
This is like game. You're actually playing the game here.
Well,
are you trying to outwit?
Let's see. Who do we have left? We have Angelina left. We have Allison left.
No.
Oh, no. Allison's on your team. Sorry. We have Angelina left. We have. Is that it? No, that can't be it. Because we have 9 people left. And so who's still in the game?
Davey.
So Davey's left. Angelina's left.
Who has Kara?
Nobody. So Kara's left.
And Gabby. You could have Gabby.
No, I already have Gabby.
Oh.
That might be it. So that's 3.
That's probably it.
I have 2, 4, 5. No, there has to be more because there are like 9 left.
Do you want to? Can you tell us again whose team has who?
Yeah, so I have Christian. Well, of the ones that I have left, I have Christian and Gabby. Fatty has Nick, Allison, and Mike. So it's Nick, Allison, Mike, Christian, and Gabby are already spoken for.
Okay, so then left behind is Kara, Davey, and Angelina.
Okay, so we only have...
And one more, Allison. Who's got... No, that's taken.
This is riveting podcasting.
It really is.
Oh, Carl's gone. Yeah, no, that's right. So the people who are free So there's five people still in your
game.
There
are only eight people left, right?
That's correct. Two, three.
Okay, then that's correct. Because I have three, you have two, and there are three left.
Right. And the three are Kara, Angelina, and Davey.
So you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and do mine tonight.
All right.
And I'm gonna do Davey.
Oh, okay.
And who are you giving up?
No, he's not giving up.
I'm
you
giving
get to
up.
Replace one.
I am
of
giving
your
up Dan.
Ones.
No, I'm giving up Alec. No, that's not when you basically the swaparoo. If you've already lost someone, then it just it's just
person.
A wash.
You
yeah,
get
you can
a,
swap
you,
for.
Yeah, you get to.
Oh well, that's no fair. Okay.
And I'll just wait to make sure that the other two girls aren't voted out this week.
Well, right. None of the three that are left are just wonderful at challenges, but you know, those are the three we have to choose from.
But so. Angelina could very well be the next one voted out.
True. Could be. Although let's before we end the show, I had one more note because they talked about next week what happened.
Next time on Survivor.
And I just wanted to say that the next week, Gabby is talking to Allison and Kara and says she wants to get Christian out.
No. Oh my God.
They have been like an alliance this whole time.
Of course, what they're not showing is right before she says that is she right before she says that, she says, well, the words you're not going to hear coming out of my mouth are.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Who knows? The only other thing I want to say is Mark and I started watching Ponderosa on YouTube. And if you guys don't watch that, those are actually interesting.
What is Ponderosa about?
That's where they go after they're voted out.
Yeah, it's where the jury goes. It's kind of like the jury house on Big Brother, except you get them going to see that doctor, Dr. John or whatever his name is.
Uh-huh.
And
is he cute?
Yeah, he's pretty cute. They get weighed, so you find out how much weight they lost or gained or whatever, and then And then they go talk, and you get to see. It's like a whole, 10-15-minute thing.
All right. I'll have to. I'm not going to look for it, but, yeah.
There's one episode per jury member. So you can go see. And Dan lost the most weight so far. He lost 26 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
But not in the bulge.
Not in the bulge, no.
Okay.
Also, Carl in his Ponderosa made a comment that he was never cocky the whole time.
Oh, whatever.
He said, I was always me. I was never cocky or whatever. I was just Carl. And he needs to watch it back. All right. Final thoughts, either one of you.
Faye, I've already asked you, are you glad you're watching this? And I'm glad you say that you're enjoying it.
I am, yes. Thank you very much for tuning me into this.
Is there a Survivor Canada?
No.
Okay.
No.
I know there's an Amazing Race Canada, which I really like.
Yeah, so it's good, isn't it? It's very pleasant.
I think John Montgomery.
Oh, yeah, he's okay. You just like him for his look.
Well, that doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I would like to say, when we close out this episode, I want to talk to you about doing a Dancing with the Stars. You should be doing a Dancing with the Stars end of show podcast.
Well, that would mean that Adam would have to watch Dancing with the Stars.
Oh yeah, because we can't get on the stream without him.
Right.
Yeah, you can. Y'all can do. You can get on the stream. You can record. Fatty does a podcast. Faye, you do a podcast. So
I do.
Yeah, so both of you
know
how to record things. You know, you've both been on the stream before. So, yeah, I think you too.
Yeah, okay.
I love the dancing.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we clear out this Survivor's Ready.
You know, Alex Lefebvre watches the dancing also.
Oh, maybe he'd come on our little show.
The only problem with you guys doing a Danson
to come on
recap is I believe Danson and Survivor are on at the same time. So that would mean Fatty would be doing two. They're not. No, I don't mean the same time literally, like, but I mean they overlap.
Oh. Okay.
Not like the same time Wednesday night Survivor. We have DVRs.
Right.
That's not what, I'm saying the same time of the year, so you'd be doing two recap podcasts every week.
Right.
Well, that would, you know, that would prevent us from having to listen to 20 minutes a day of something else.
How dare you?
Well, we need to fill up Fatty's podcasting, because when he quits, people are still going to want to hear him.
That's right.
So he's got to have
We're providing a service.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're just signing him up for all these.
We're sending him up to the ranch up north. Yeah. Okay.
Speak into this flower.
All right, Fatty. Last thoughts.
No last thoughts. I'm looking forward to more people being kicked out. Hopefully, Dr. Allison will get the boot next time, or Gabby. That's who I'm hoping for. Kara is another person that I have no interest in. So any of those three could be put up on the block, and I'd be happy to see. No,
Angelina's got to go.
Yeah, she's a good. She brings material to the table.
No, she. I'm telling you, her sitting out to earn the rice is going to come back and bite her in the ass. No good deed goes unpunished.
Oh, praise the Lord! Good for you.
Anyway, that's my prediction. And you know, there are no spoilers with Survivor.
Yes, there aren't. There's nothing to spoil.
They do a pretty good job of keeping.
That's true.
Tight-lipped. So anyway.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining me. Or Fatty, I'm glad you could be back from assignment this week.
I'm back from assignment, although I've got another assignment coming up.
Anyway, we will see you guys next week. You can find all of this, all the episodes at least, over at SurvivorsReadyPodcast.com. And we will see you next week.
Oh.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride48.com.